6:48 here on WGN, Your Money Matters. That's the show I host here. I also host Let's Get Legal. Quick programming note, I'll be on this Sunday afternoon at 1:15. Yeah, we're not on Saturday, of course. Got Northwestern football. So sometimes we move over to Sunday, and we'll be doing that this Sunday at 1:15. And I'll be talking with leading criminal defense attorney Audrey Anderson from Anderson Attorneys and Advisors to talk about the R. Kelly trial. You might remember he was acquitted in state court in 2008, and then he was sentenced for federal court recently, and there's a whole other trial going on. I'm so confused about what's happening, and Audrey Anderson's going to explain it to us. How's that even possible? We'll take your calls, too, if you have any questions. We'll get into other stuff, too. That's this Sunday afternoon at 1:15 with attorney Audrey Anderson from Anderson Attorneys and Advisors right here on WGN Radio. And really quickly, we got a guest to the question of the day. Originally created in the summer of 1861, it was meant to go away a few years later. Still got it to this day. Let's go to Chuck. Hey, Chuck, you're on WGN.
At Toll Road?
Toll Roads, right? I tell you what, when they built the toll roads here in Illinois, they said it'd be, what, 10 years of tolls, and here we are? It's a great guess. Yep. I think it'd be a horse toll road back in 1861. It's not the answer, but thanks for the call, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Okay.
312-981-7200 if you've got yours. Okay. You know, I hear homeowners complain in Chicago and the Chicagoland area a lot about how our value does not explode or go big like some of the other markets we see. We're a lot more steady here in the Midwest and in Chicago. I guess the flip side is you don't build a bubble. And Dennis Rodkin, at least from early looks at things, you guys at Crane's looking at everything, that, yeah, I think we may have avoided a pandemic bubble here, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it's true, John. I think it has. I've been watching since people started talking about a bubble, which was really a year or more ago. And the primary thing that is not happening here is the explosive price growth. We've had home prices going up much more than they did at any other time in the 21st century. We had 13 months of double-digit price growth, 10, 11, 13%. But in places like Phoenix, prices at the same time were going up more than 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing another side of that, where in July, in nearly every city in America, according to a study from Redfin, people were starting to cut prices on their homes much more than compared to a year ago. In Boise, Idaho, which is really sort of the boomiest of the boom towns in this real estate market, 70% of homes had price cuts in July compared to about 20% a year ago.
Wow.
People have gotten out over their skis.
Right. And I think we got to use that word bubble carefully, because it really harkens back to 2008 and the true collapse of home values. We're talking about price reductions on homes listed, right? Not a drop in the price from where it was purchased in the last couple of years.
I think within the next couple of months, we may start to see prices coming down a little bit in some of those cities, in part because so many buyers have pulled back. A lot of those buyers are cash buyers who were super optimistic and just kept, bidding up and bidding up. We may start to see it. I don't know other markets as well as I know Chicago. And in Chicago, we're not going to see that for a very long, it seems unlikely. We will see that for a very long time, because we just didn't get to the point that we didn't get to that explosive point that other people did. I said in Boise, 70% of price cuts. In 9 of properties had price cuts. In 19 of the 20 largest metro areas in July, there were more homes with price cuts than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, the 20th of those 20, there were fewer homes with price cuts. We don't have people panicking yet. We don't have people saying, oh, gee, I got out over the market, I need to pull back a little bit, in the numbers that they have in those boom cities. It's really interesting to think that there's a big increase in price cuts in all those other cities, and there's a reduction in the number of price cuts in Chicago.
And it's just, is it just because we didn't see the vast acceleration? Is that the explanation? Is it that simple?
Yeah, I think it is. It's, you pave out forward, especially in a boom. This sale leads to the next, or this increase for a sale leads to the increase for the next sale, leads to the next one. I look at my neighbor, they got $1.05, so I charge $1.10. I get $1.10, and you charge $1.20. But it was going so fast in some of those cities that it was more like, I got $1.10, and you figured, well, then I'm going to go for $1.30. Mm-hmm. And now you find that the market didn't go there. But in Chicago, because our prices weren't rising quite so rapidly, then the price expectations of sellers didn't rise so rapidly. So people aren't to the point where they're asking these sort of sky-high prices that they were asking in Boise or in Phoenix or some of these places where prices went up so fast.
Do we know why the Midwest and Chicago in particular, you know, not only during the pandemic, but for decades, has seen a more steady-as-she-goes pacing of things up or down? Is it because we've got an established economy? There's not, like, new booming things that happen here? That it's not retirees throwing cash down to buy homes? Is it just that we're more established? We have a broad range? I mean, I don't know why I keep on giving you suggestions. You tell me, Dennis.
All of those are true. Also true are... we have high and going higher property taxes, which puts a damper on prices because I can't pay as much for a house if I have a, I'm not as likely to bid up. Mm-hmm. We also remember we have had either flat population growth or population loss for several years. We're not booming like Phoenix or some of the cities in Texas where there's such an influx of demand that prices go up. We have a relatively stable to declining population. That's one of the reasons there is far less new home construction in the Chicago area than anywhere else, because there is not the demand. So those are a couple of the others. But what you said, we have a stable economy. We don't have some giant new industries that are churning out new jobs. And the couple of other things I'm sorry. And there's one more that everybody likes to cite. Midwestern conservatism. That always comes in. We're more moderate in the Chicago area than you might be if you lived on the edge of the continent in Los Angeles.
You mean like our behavior is more moderate? Like we are afraid to take risks?
Our price expectations, our financial life. I hear this all the time. I've been covering this stuff for 30 years, John. And early on when I would hear that, I would think, oh, come on. But it really is true that people have more moderate price expectations in Chicago, possibly more conservative financial management in Chicago than in other cities. And it might be a self-perpetuating cycle, right?
Yeah.
Our home prices don't go up so much, so we have to be more careful about what we do, you know, and so then our home prices don't go up quite so much. We don't put on the jack on the giant crazy additions thinking, well, this was a $500,000 house. I can make it into a $2 million house overnight. Part of it is possibly that we're more conservative about our spending.
Interesting. Well, Dennis Rockin, I'll have to share with you my recent home buying experience. I'm not sharing it with anyone yet because we aren't in the house yet. So I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but it was an interesting one. And it echoes a lot of what you've been saying to me for years, Dennis. It's good to chat with you, my friend.
I've been waiting to hear it, John. Oh, as soon as you're ready, let's talk.
I will, from Crane Chicago Business.